Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you all for tuning in to season two of Step Into Your Sunshine, hosted by yours truly, Rachel Coudron, the owner of Etsy Boutique Coudron's Curiosities and the organizer for La Forêt de Lumière Holistic Experience taking place in Brittany, France, May the 29th through June the 1st of 2025. You'll want to keep your eyes open for when the tickets go on sale in May of 2024. I am so excited to talk to you guys today, and I am talking about a subject that I am so passionate about. And I also want to be open and honest. I am suffering a bit from a cold, and so if I sound nasally, it's because I am, but we're going to do the very best we can together today. So today I'm going to dive in to taking back your power. What does that mean to you? And who has had your power? How did they get it? Let's dive into that. It's really important that we stop taking a passive role in our own lives. We must take an active role in our destiny and in the ultimate place we want to be in life. How do we do this? It's by realizing that you are crucial to your success. No longer can you give your power to other people. So let me break this down for you in a few examples. When you're young, thinking that because you're young, you won't be taken seriously. I've had this experience so many times in my life. It also doesn't help that I look very young and I don't wear makeup, so that doesn't help me either. And so many times I just had the mindset that I can't speak up, I can't say anything because I won't be taken seriously. This is giving my power away to other individuals. Because I'm not old enough, it's not my time to be seen or heard. And I ask you guys all, when are you old enough to be seen and heard? When are you at the age where you're an expert? Or your voice, or your desires, or your perspectives deserve to be heard. It's important that we take an action, an active action in our lives. If we are young and we are passionate and we have something to say, we need to be 100% behind it and refuse to let anyone tell us that we're young and we don't deserve to be heard. Or we have no idea what we're talking about. The next example I've seen in my life with others or family members or myself is that when you are old, you will have ailments and disease. It's just something that will occur. This is such a deprecating idea where because I'm getting older, it also includes sickness. Who wrote that in the fact list? Who said that this is absolutely, without a doubt, going to happen? No one. You don't have to be old and riddled with illness. That does not have to happen. But it starts by taking back your power, taking back an active role in your own life and how your decisions affect your health. This is so close to my heart because for so long, I gave my power to other people with my health. I decided that they were the experts and that they should be indicating which direction I should be going. But the truth is that it is essential to your recovery, to your transformation, to your ultimate success, for you to take an active role in your life, your recovery, and your health. The next thing I've experienced is in relation to health, that our genetic code or dependence on medications is going to determine our levels of health. It doesn't have to be this way. Yes, we are predisposed to certain things through our genetic code, but it doesn't have to be activated. Just because it's been a part of us for multiple generations does not mean that we have to get it. It doesn't mean it has to riddle our body. It's about being proactive, understanding the risk that you have, and then taking aligned action to mitigate those risks. Taking control of your life, taking back your power. I've also seen multiple times in my life when people get hurt and their recovery is solely dependent on doctors, what they recommend, the medications they prescribe, the visits that they do. And this is giving all of your power away, as if you don't have any say in your health or your recovery. I'm sorry, guys, but that's a bunch of baloney. Our minds are such a powerful resource. We can build up our capacities in our minds, we can build up our desires in our minds. Our thoughts create our destiny. Our thoughts become our words, which become our actions, which become our habits, which shapes our destiny. The thoughts that we're putting into our brain is so important. And I implore you to be specific about which thoughts you allow inside of your brain. We can no longer go down a path of being passive in our own lives, giving all of our power to other people, to giving all of our power to medications, to giving all of our power to our genetic code. We have to take an active role in our lives. And I promise you, when you get to that point and you understand that the choices and the decisions that you make impact your future, impact your life, then it will be revolutionized. You get to decide which path that you go down. I'll leave you with one example. There's been a lot of research done about giving people terminal illness diagnoses. And the reason for this is because many times doctors also include an end of date lifespan. So, what I mean by that is, okay, you have stage four liver cancer, you have 6 months to live. Oh, for any person, this would be devastating for any family, loved ones. This is heart-wrenching news. But in the studies, it investigates how much does that person live up to what they've been told. And what I mean by this is that doctor said that he or she had 6 months to live. What ends up happening? Overwhelmingly, people that are told that they have X amount of time live exactly to that amount of time. If they're told 1 week, 2 weeks, 6 months, 3 years, Then within a few days of that time limit, they passed. Why is that? Why? It's because they've given all of their power away. They 100% believe that their life is over in 1 week, 2 weeks, 6 months, 3 years. I only have 4 more days to live. I need to do the XYZ. I only have 3 more years. I need to do XYZ. And they have accepted the end result of that this is the only amount of time I have left. That is why our thoughts are so important. We must strive every day to take back our power, to rewire our thoughts, to rewire our passive role in our lives. You can become anyone and everything that you want to be. The first step is taking yourself out of the passive role and putting yourself into an active role. Setting up goals, making decisions, taking actions that are in alignment with the result that you want, visualizing yourself achieving that result will transform your life. You will take back the power you so rightfully deserve to have. Tell me in messages, in comments, what are the times in your life where you feel that your power has been taken from you or that you subconsciously gave it away? And how can you remedy those situations? How can you begin to take your power back? I thank you all for tuning in tonight. I want to remind you that there are new episodes coming every Monday and Thursday at 8 p.m. French time and 7 p.m. GMT time. I can't wait to talk to you guys soon. I have big news in my next personal podcast.